Our dictation for Tanveer Nazir, T like Tom, A N V E E R N A Z I R. Date of birth is 5/22/75. Date of accident is 1/23/23. And date of service is 12/10/2024. Patient Tanveer Nazir is here for follow up evaluation secondary to his accident, where he was T-boned on a driver's side while he was a restrained driver. He was at work and it was a work related accident also. An MVA, but the impact has caused him severe head injury along with this concussion and severe headaches that have been ongoing along with loss of memory. He has got a lot of panic, depression, anxiety, anger, nightmares along with that, dizziness, vertigo. He has had trouble sleeping. Patient reports that his pain in the neck and the lower back is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And both arms, both legs are numb off and on. There is a weakness of both arms and he has a difficult time lifting both the arms beyond 150 degrees. Pain remains 9 in the neck, lower back, shoulders. Even his knee has some pain, which is around 8. He has a difficult time climbing. He has some pain in the left chest, which is healing up and getting better. Overall, the pain is described to be 9. ADLs are affected 10. 90% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review, additional issues, substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure 123 over 99, pulse 102, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit dated 10/31/2024, dictation number 1126-003. Plan is to continue physical therapy at 2 times per week for neck, lower back and both SI joints. TBI is affecting him. He is required to continue seeing neurologist and also continue doing neuropsych evaluations and therapy by the psychotherapist, expert of TBI. And he can see, do chiropractic treatment, acupunctures, massage, laser treatment are recommended. Work-wise, he's off work at this time. His maps and labs have been reviewed. Patient is advised about his injection treatment based on the MRI findings. Since he has got so much pain, he may benefit from SI joint injections and also a couple of the cervical epidural injections as well as facet joint injections. He has been discussed about the possibility of spinal cord stimulation device and his findings of the physical exam remain the same, and even the left knee injections have been advised to him. The patient is not very forthcoming for the injection treatment at this time. If he makes his decision, we'll be more than happy to help him. There is a note from the neurologist, Dr. Holzman, which has been discussed with him at length. And it is suggested that he continue all his treatment of neurology with the doctor. Thank you.